Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
You know, we started off this series on Monday, and I was talking about how God is in the business of showing off.
Yeah.
I think what God is in the business, his objective in showing off is teaching us about who he is.
Yeah.
He's faithful. He is our teacher. He's dependable. He's able. He's mighty. He's redeemer. He's all of these things. And so we see all this, and he's like, I want you to have perspective, and perspective starts with like lifting your eyes up and focusing on who I am and getting who I am.
Yeah.
And I think in our busyness and our chaotic lives, and just so you know, I've been doing a study on this, and I'm happy to announce here today, there is not a passage that says, be ye busy. It's not in
here. Even the Proverbs 31 woman who was busy had servants.
Exactly. It's not a commandment. Are there people who are diligent? Are there people who are pursuing the will of God and actively doing? Yes. Yes. But it's not, there's a command to wait upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There's a command to rest in the Lord. There's not a command to be busy.
Yeah.
And yet that's the enemy tries to draw us in with this whole busy. And I believe the objective of the busyness that he invites us to. So we have two invitations, right? We need to RSVP. We've got an invitation from the enemy to be distracted and busy, right? Mm-hmm. And then we've got this invitation from the Almighty that says, rest in me, know me.
Yeah, that's
wait
right.
On me.
Psalm 46:10, be still.
Exactly.
And know that I am God.
Exactly. And that brings us back to that Jeremiah passage of being at the crossroads and looking for the ancient paths. And we got to make a decision, right? Yeah. We don't get to camp out at the crossroads. We got to pick a direction.
Yeah.
And getting to know God is really, to me, the number one blessing of home education has been my relationship with God. Amen. The ways that I've gotten to know him, the promises that I knew, that I'd read, that I had learned about, that I'd been taught, right, about who God was, blah, 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 blah. And then I home educate and I'm like, oh my goodness, he really is faithful. He really is good. He really is able. He really is, you know, I mean, that's different. That's totally different. And then I'm having these experiences and then I've got these kids and I'm, let me tell you. He is faithful and he is good and he is dependable, right? And they're like, okay. And then they get a little older and I'm like, he is. And see, that's what this is about. And you know, you put him on the bus and you miss 8 hours of God showing off.
Yep.
And you miss all that time to celebrate who he is and to get to know him.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.